FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ community music, a song a lot of churches sing, Hillsong Worship, Oh Praise the Name. Before that, Consumed by Fire, First Things First. Good morning, Olivia, Fred with you at 719.
For today, partly sunny, will be windy, high of 56, tonight clear with a low of 35. And for Winning Wednesday, sunny, breezy, high of 66, still about 48 degrees here in Landisville.
Our friend Patty Estep here. She's the executive director from Anchor Lancaster. Good morning again, Patty.
Good morning.
We love hearing the stories, love hearing what God is doing through Anchor. Tell us a little bit about Anchor and what you do.
Absolutely. So as I had said that we do breakfast and showers in the warming center. And in 2022, we did 30,000 meals.
Wow.
We provided four. Yeah.
I mean, you just got to stop a minute. 30,000 meals.
Yes. And we use about 30 to 35 dozen eggs a morning when we do scrambled eggs. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And, we did 4,000 showers last year, and then we had 2,000 unique individuals in our warming center. And I'd like to add that we do have a kitchen manager who is amazing, but our volunteers really make it happen every morning. And in 2022, we had 5,042 volunteer hours that people gave.
So they're cooking the food, they're preparing the food, they're serving the food, they're cleaning up after the food.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, amazing.
Yes, we're so grateful for our volunteers.
Do you need more volunteers?
We have a few positions open right now. We have a need for a dishwasher, I believe, on Tuesdays and Fridays. But you can contact our office at 717-394-7231 and ask for Anchor Lancaster.
And you do this all downtown. Tell us where.
Yes, absolutely. We are at 29 East Walnut Street. We rent space at First United Methodist Church. We're on the corner of Duke and Walnut.
Yeah, very cool. And you always bring us great stories about how God's working. Any stories come to mind this morning about how God changed a life through you guys?
Absolutely. I would love to share that. Again, the people who come for breakfast are real people, and they have needs and wants. And since we've added case manager, we're learning a little more about our needs and wants of our individual guests. And so we had a gentleman who actually is a welder. And through COVID, he lost his employment, and then he lost his housing, so he was on the street, but he did not have reliable transportation to secure employment to get there. But he had this bicycle that he had put a motor on, and the motor had broken, and the parts were $42. Well, when you're homeless and you don't have income, you don't have $42.
Right.
So case management, you know, and I talked, and we raised the $42, and we're able to get the parts for this gentleman. He got his bike fixed, and now he is gainfully employed and working toward housing.
Yeah, when you started telling me case management, I didn't really think in my mind, well, what does that mean? But you're specifically, somebody walks in and says, I need.
Yes.
And basically, you're trying your best to meet that need.
Absolutely.
Whether it's a resume or whether it's a bicycle part or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What do you need? What can our listeners pray for?
So the needs are great. The needs are very great. Each morning we have anywhere from 120 to 135 people that come through for breakfast, and many of them are searching for housing. So we just always want to pray for affordable housing for our guests. There is a lot of mental health issues. There's some drug issues. We work really hard to get our guests into rehab, and we do have a drug rehab that comes in a couple days a week to work with our guests. We also have a nurse that comes in on Thursday from Penn State Health that we're so grateful for. She just cares so, so deeply for our guests and is amazing. So just pray for God's grace and wisdom as we serve those who come to our door.
I love that. Check it out online, anchorlancaster.org, or go to Facebook and type in Anchor Lancaster, and you could see what all the Anchor staff and volunteers are doing there. Patty, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You always are a ray of sunshine when you come, so thank you so much. Rend Collective taking us back to the music. Here's Hallelujah Anyway on WJTL.